News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Kansas State University Provost and also Senior Vice President April Mason. We appreciate her being here today, and always a rare opportunity when we can really sit down for a good half hour with April today. And I know that you, in K-State today, you actually have a letter in there which is quite touching and talking about the fifth convocation. All the students are back, and you want to maybe share some of the highlights of what you were sharing in that particular letter.
You bet. It was exciting. Sunday night before classes started on the 21st, we had our fifth annual convocation for new students. And the president's cabinet and all the deans come in full regalia. We want it to look like a mini commencement. We want students to come in at the convocation at the beginning of their college career and then look forward to commencement at the end of their college career. We even had Terry Ferguson from Salina come as our bagpiper, and he comes to all of our commencements. So it really was commencement-like. We had students talk about their current experiences with different organizations. We had two young alumni who received an award this past spring from the Alumni Association, and they both shared their experiences at K-State and since they'd graduated. And it was very touching to me because these two young men graduated in May of 2010, which was my very first semester here at Kansas State, and I knew both of them when they were here. We had faculty that gave a charge to the incoming class to question, to get out of their comfort zone, to be very, very involved in their college career. It just was a wonderful event. We even had a student walk across the stage as if she was graduating, and we gave her a diploma. So it was just a lovely event, and then the students leave, and they go over to Bill Snyder Family Stadium and have a pep rally and are addressed by the president and the AD and some of our coaches and learn the fight song. And it's just a wonderful evening for our new students. So that I teased in that letter that there must have been something going on in Bramlage, you know, a little dust or something, because this being my last convocation, I did tear up a little bit, and I couldn't have been emotions. Absolutely not. It must have been dust in Bramlage.
Well, I'm sure, and of course you bring out, and I happened to be out of town when the announcement came out that you were leaving Kansas State University, and I know you said you didn't want to dwell on that today, but we do certainly have to mention it. And I know President Myers was in a few weeks ago, had wonderful things to say about you, and you know, some of your thoughts on leaving. I'm sure it's a little bit bittersweet for you.
It is a little bit bittersweet, but I think it's on my own time, my own decision. It's not until June 30th, 2018, just to be clear. It's time for me, and it will be bittersweet. I said in another letter to campus that I'd never been in the state of Kansas when I came here for an interview for the provost position, and I have really learned to love the state, to love Kansas State University, to love the Manhattan area. So it will be with a few dust-induced tears that I depart, but it's time for me to focus on some family things and to be with five very rambunctious grandchildren. It's just time for a change for me, and I wanted to give President Myers a good 11 months to help him search for a new provost that could come in and not cause any disruption with an interim or a gap in service. So at the end of June 2018, I will be departing.
My guess is there'll be a few other functions and events along the way where there might be a little dust in the area.
You know, those Bramlage folks, I'm working with them about that dust situation.
Very good. And it has to be a little bit emotional, of course. But all sorts of different things that we do want to talk about today. I know that 2025, you continue to refresh, work on that, and maybe an update on how that's going for you.
You bet. You may remember that this last academic year, we spent a lot of time talking about the first 5 years of K-State 2025 strategic plan. We chunked it up into short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. And we had reached the conclusion of the shorter-term goals, the first 5 years. And it was really exciting to sit down and look at the university, what we had accomplished in 5 years that 5 years ago we weren't real sure we could do. And it was really exciting to see. We've increased the retention of first-year to second-year students. We've increased the graduation rate of our students. We've increased the amount of undergraduate research that's done at our university. Each year, we've increased the amount of extramural funding that comes to support research and scholarship on our campus. And sometimes you have to pause and celebrate what you've been able to accomplish. And that's what we did this last year. Now, we need to look at the medium-term and long-term goals because 5 years has gone past. We want to refresh the plan, look at it with new eyes after 5 years, and think through, do we need to make any changes? And so the president is working with my office and my special assistant to the provost, Lynn Carlin, will be coordinating a committee that will be looking at the plan and what do we need to do to refresh it and be sure that it's updated. One of the big things about K-State 2025 strategic plan is it's an active plan. We didn't write it and then not look at it for a year. We wrote it, we continue to reference it, and we have given ourselves a report card, essentially, on an annual basis. So we gave ourselves a five-year report card, and now we want to look at it again in terms of going forward. It's a very live and evolving plan, and we're very proud of that.
And you have to be realistic and be honest with yourselves, too, and no doubt about that at all. Now, I do know that I've heard reports. I was at Intergovernmental Monday, and I think there was an indication. We won't know enrollment numbers, obviously, until the 20th or when the Board of Regents releases that, but it does sound like enrollment might be down just a little bit this year.
That's the rumor. Dr. Pat Bosco is the one who knows those numbers best, but as you reported, we don't talk about those numbers until the Board of Regents puts it out. So 20th day is what we call census day. I think that is September 15th or 16th. And so we'll know our enrollment on that day, and we'll look to the Regents being the first to release those numbers.
And as you say, that's more Dr. Bosco's forte and area of expertise. You wonder if it has to do with the economy and just changing things that way. But as you had mentioned, the retention thing is something that is looking really good right now.
We're very, very pleased that we have been able to report increases in retention of our first year students to second year. That's a real critical time for students. They may come to K-State or anywhere for their higher education, and we want them to come back that second year and make progress towards graduation. And so we have significantly increased the retention rate, the percentage of students who come in as freshmen that come back as sophomores. We want to be sure that number stays high. Students, we don't want to come to K-State and not be successful. We want students to come to Kansas State and be successful and continue to move towards graduation and having that diploma as they graduate.
Now, I know clear back in January, of course, you were talking about record highs in research expenditures, student body diversity, and there have been a lot of changes on the diversity level. I know just, of course, recently announced that there's a search committee looking for a new person to kind of fill some of the roles that way, but maybe elaborate some of the activities there.
Sure. A lot of changes in the area of diversity, and I would add diversity and inclusion. Kansas State University, like our society, is a diverse community, and we want to be sure all of our students, faculty, and staff feel comfortable, feel at home, feel included. We also want to continue to push to include more diverse populations coming into our university, both at the faculty and staff level and at the student level. So we're actually working on searching for two positions. The Office of Diversity, as it is today and has been traditionally, is in my area, in the academic affairs area. What Dr. Bosco and I have done together is we're moving the Office of Diversity, which has traditionally worked on student recruitment, student activities for our diverse students, we're moving that to student life, which just seems like the right thing to do. And so Dr. Bosco is doing a search for an associate vice president for student life related to multicultural student activities. myself and Jay Stevens, who is our new Vice President for Human Capital Services, are conducting a search for the President for a Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer. This person will report directly to the President, will be responsible for diversity and inclusion efforts across our entire campus, not just students, but students, faculty, and staff. And we see these two people working very closely together, but the Associate Vice President for Student Life will report, of course, to Dr. Bosco as our Vice President for Student Life, but the Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer will report directly to President Myers and will work with all of the Vice Presidents and the other members of the President's Cabinet.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? It is about 9:17, but again, we have Kansas State University Provost April Mason with us today. And if you have questions or comments, April would probably take a phone call or two, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit SN.